See it?
Good evening, everyone. This is Don Jackson. This is a brand new podcast that we're starting up, South Miami Politics. Just going to go ahead and get into it right now. Just give you a little brief background about myself. I'm a current board member of the CRA, South Miami CRA, which is the Community Redevelopment Agency. I'm a former candidate that ran last year for the Commission 4 seat in South Miami. I didn't fare too well, but I wouldn't say that I'm done with politics. I'm just taking it all in. It was a wonderful experience to experience that atmosphere last year. So who knows? I might just throw my hat back in the ring this year coming up for 2020. But I have a special guest with me here tonight, a community activist. His name is Del Travis Williams. I'm going to let him go ahead and introduce himself right after I go ahead and touch up on just bring up the topics that we're going to speak about tonight. The topics that we're going to talk about tonight are affordable housing in South Miami, because it seems to be a crisis and a shortage of affordable housing within the area. Also, the Community Redevelopment Agency itself, we're gonna touch upon that, give a brief introduction of the history, give a little bit of knowledge about the programs that are offered and what has been done so far with the CRA. And the next step we're going to take is with Madison Square, which is a big project that's been on the books for over 30 plus years right now. So that's something that we're definitely going to touch upon. We're definitely going to touch upon Sunset Place, because there's a new development in the makings. Sunset Place is going to get a facelift and pretty much be a state-of-the-art building that's going to have a hotel and a residential unit smack dab in the middle. And not last but least, we're going to talk about the 2020 election. And that can include either myself in it, who knows, but we have a lot of interesting candidates that are going to project to run. And we also have one candidate that already threw his hat in the ring for the mayor's race. So this is going to be a fun and exciting show. So just stay tuned. We're going to go ahead and get to it right now. Let's go. Turn it over to Del Travis. Introduce yourself, man.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Del Travis Lamont Williams. I'm a former resident of South Miami. I lived in South Miami all of my life. My mother was born in South Miami. My great-grandmother moved to South Miami in the mid-40s. At the time, most of my family, if not all of my family, resided in South Miami at one time. But after the late 70s, early 80s, when gentrification took place, a lot of my families and others started moving elsewhere where they could afford to live and afford to work. And so up until 2014, me and my mother lived in South Miami. I also did 14 years in the Navy right out of high school. I went to South Miami High, graduated in 1997, top of my class. Went to the Navy for 14 years, served my country in Operation Enduring Freedom, Operation Iraqi Freedom, and served a tour in Guantanamo Bay. I served on 3 ships. So I have a lot of military experience. I've been over 5 continents in over 47 countries. So I've seen and done a lot in my naval career, but when I got home and came back to South Miami in May of 2011, I was kind of confused and a little disappointed in what I seen. I knew some things had happened, the community center for once. I know there's a CRA that was started a few years back, and they did some good things, but I noticed that there were no affordable housing units. We lost a lot of units, a lot of apartments, the Square Deals apartments, Marshall apartments, and various affordable housing units in South Miami for a total of 240 units. So affordable housing is not only a South Miami problem, it's a national problem, but particularly in South Miami, over 200 families have been displaced in the last 30 years, and mine was one of them. And so we got a little bit of a crisis. Now, the CRA, Community Redevelopment Agency, was formed along with others in Dade County. But South Miami CRA was given only 20 years of life, vice the others, in the other communities that got 50 years of life. So South Miami CRA was already shortchanged, and we're coming up on 20 years this year. And so the mayor and the commission is asking for an extension. Well, during that time, no affordable housing units have been built in South Miami. They built a lot of Habitat homes. They've renovated over 500 homes, whether, you know, fixing the roofs, structural damage, you know, fixing inside their houses, you know, for particular people that make a certain income. There have been programs, second chance programs that were started through the years to help people get jobs and get them started, get the CDL license, et cetera. So there's been some good things with the CRA in South Miami. But right now, affordable housing, Madison Square, which is the property that abuts 64th Street and 59th Place. We've been talking about affordable housing at that particular site and at Marsha Williamson's home. Marsha Williamson is the founder of the neighborhood that I used to live in South Miami. Marsha Williamson's property and the Madison Square property that abuts St. John. We've been trying to get affordable housing there for better half of 30 years. And the city got close in 2007, but a commissioner named Brian Beasley killed it. So here we are 10 years later, same thing. And we're waiting on the county to approve of some administrative matters and cross the T's and dot all the I's. So it's supposed to be 40 units of affordable housing and incubated by a dollar store. Dollar Tree, right, Donald?
Family
Dollar, family. I'm sorry. So a Family Dollar's come to South Miami. At least that's what we were told. Along with 40 units of available housing on the property of 59th Place and 64th Street. And so we'll keep you informed what happens with that. Sunset Place. For those of you who don't know, before there was Sunset Place, before there was Bakery Center, there was Wholesome Bakery. A lot of residents of South Miami, particularly in the African-American neighborhood, Marshall Winston neighborhood, used to work at that Wholesome Bakery. The bakery was moved in 1983, maybe 84, right around that time. I was in kindergarten when that happened. And I tell you, when I used to get up in the morning, I used to smell bread in the air. All of South Miami, some of Coral Gables, and some of the Kendall neighborhood used to smell bread, and it was a wonderful thing. No other community had that. But when the Wholesome Bakery moved from South Miami to Medley in the early 80s, South Miami decided to put a shopping center there when Wholesome Bakery moved, and they named it Bakery Center. And it was there for the 80s and the 90s, and the Bakery Center was a shopping center. Had a movie theater, and had a TCBY ice cream shop and a few other things that were there. But it really didn't generate money, and there were a lot of problems with the property. So they decided to revamp it in the late 90s and call it Sunset Place. The movie theater stayed. It went from a, I think it was like a 12 or 14 seat theater, room theater, to a 24th theater, I think the second largest in the county after Aventura's. It was a Nike town, there was a Virgin, there was a whole lot of stores, and there were a whole lot of opportunities for people in South Miami to work. I remember seeing the signs up when I was in high school about employment and applications being put in, everything. Even some of my family was working in there. And for a few years, it looked like it was okay. Well, the last 10 years has not been that, has been the case. There's been a lot of turnover of properties and businesses in there. It has not generated enough money like it should. So the people that own Cocoa Walk bought it for $150 million. And they want to turn it inside out. What I mean by inside out, along Red Road, there are no stores, there are no businesses along that section. And so they want to turn it inside out by putting more businesses on the outside and also on Sunset Place. In addition to that, they want to put a 18-story hotel. 16-story
tower. The dynamics of the inside will consist of a 18-story hotel and a 16-story residential tower. Now, with that, you will have you have, I guess, not so much shopping areas, but more dining areas on the inside. But you will still have your shopping areas, but it wouldn't be as highlighted. The main attractions would be the dining areas for you to enjoy and have a family atmosphere. That's the look that they're going for, a family oriented atmosphere, as well as attracting other visitors from other walks of life, as well as putting up a bridge that connects over from the Metrorail that allows residents from the other side of South Miami to cross over safely from the US 1 on oncoming traffic.
And that's what I want to talk about. I'm in favor of this project. I know there's residents on the south side of South Miami in that area that don't want it, but I'm gonna tell you why I'm for it. Like I said, a lot of my relatives don't live in South Miami anymore. A lot of them live out of town. But when they want to come back to South Miami, when we have family reunions and get-togethers or funerals, whenever they want to come to town, there's nowhere for them to stay. There are hotels in Coral Gables. There are hotels by the airport. There's even hotels in Kendall. But they don't want to stay there. They want to come back to South Miami. We have but one hotel in South Miami. And we need an anchor hotel in South Miami. And we could use those jobs in South Miami. There are people in my neighborhood who could use those jobs. So that's one reason why I'm for it. The second reason why I'm for it, that Metrorail that goes up and down US 1, that goes right by Sunset Place, when people get off from work or come from downtown, they go straight to Sunset Place. I know because I do. They spend their money in Sunset Place, where they go to movies, they go eat. But guess what? US 1 is crazy with traffic. And so I've been petitioning, particularly the commission, to make sure that a bridge is included. Because in order for that hotel and for that residential tower and everything else to work, you need to get people safely across US 1. You're not going to slow US 1. It's a federally mandated road. 45 miles per hour, you're not going to slow down that traffic. So they got a bridge at University Station in Coral Gables, and they got one further north at Douglas Road in Coconut Grove. So why can't South Miami have a bridge, particularly at what's supposed to be the hub of downtown, where everybody, you know, is getting off from work, driving through South Miami, and getting off the Metrorail? Not to mention there's been a residential tower and a hotel there. So people are coming from the airport, they're catching the Metrorail, whether they're driving on Railroad or US 1 or Sunset, they need to get safely across that intersection. So that bridge, to me, is integral that we need to have in South Miami. So I would like to see the revitalization of Sunset Place. And, you know, for us to have, you know, a good hotel and have residential space there, because it's needed. So that's my position on it.
Now, what we're going to do, we're going to backtrack a little bit now. Now, we've introduced topics such as affordable housing, the CRA, and Madison Square and Sunset Place. So now what we're going to do, we're going to backtrack. We're going to go back and touch back up on affordable housing and tie in the CRA, because those two pretty much go hand in hand. So what we're going to do is we're going to just try to see what is it that we can possibly do in the city to to bring about affordable housing. So one thing that I mentioned at the latest workshop for the Sunset Place, which was rent control, something to pretty much keep the developers in check with the price gouging of the rents, because seriously, nobody can live in these apartments when the rents are like $1,400 for a one bedroom. That's ridiculous. That's pretty much insane. The cost of living is like ridiculous here in Miami. I would say the average person in South Miami, the average AMI in South Miami is around $17,000 to $20,000 a year per person in South Miami. But if you want to base it off Miami-Dade County, you would get that.